The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, don't forget, if you have a business that has adapted, reinvented itself to survive the lockdown, do email us at thehardshoulder@newstalk.com and we might give you a free plug. And we're going to do that now to artist Tina Reid. She's based in Killarney. Welcome to the programme, Tina. First of all, tell me a bit about yourself and what you were doing before March.
Hi, Ivan. Thanks for inviting me. So I'm an artist and I live in Killarney. I have two aspects to my business. I sell paintings, original oil paintings that I'd exhibit usually three or four times a year, typically at the RDS, at art fairs. And then the other side of things is that I teach. And I've been teaching for 15 years now. Before the lockdown, I had three weekly classes running in Killarney with groups of six people. And they'd come along and some of them had been coming for, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 years. So it was like a family almost. And it just was a really enjoyable side of things to connect with people. And I really enjoyed teaching. So, of course, when the lockdown came along, that was the end of classes in the classroom. So I had lots of bookings. I had 3 months ahead with weekend courses, and I wanted to find a way to go ahead. So I had to figure out the technology and get online.
And tell us about the classes that you did. Was this part of a college, or was it just a small little kind of craft industry you had where you just did your own advertising, your own lectures, your own explanations of how to be a good artist and so on?
Yeah, it was all my own thing that I developed over, I suppose, over the last 15 years. I'd started out with just one class that I did myself, and it was always independently. And I'm up to three or sometimes four classes. I barely advertise even. It's just been really popular, and it's weekly local classes, but also weekends, which I was doing at my studio. So I'd have kind of six people coming out to the studio and we'd paint step by step together, and they'd have a painting finished at the end of it. So it's quite I focus quite a lot on giving information and instruction. It's step by step, so that they'd learn a lot of techniques and go away and create on their own. Whereas some classes, I know people just kind of do their own thing and the teacher intercepts and gives a bit of advice, but mine are all step by step.
Okay, so the lockdown came, you could not hold the classes anymore. How did you reinvent yourself?
Well, I started figuring out how to get the technology up and running and various experiments. I had plenty of willing volunteers to help figure out how to do the classes. And basically, once I'd worked out that Zoom was a great platform, very easy to use, and I'd set up with two cameras, one on me and one on the painting, and figured out the best way to get the sound right. And then I was away and ready to go. And I've been doing my regular courses that I had with people booked in before the lockdown. We went online and we did one on schedule and on time, and brilliant fun. Really happy with it.
And would they interact with you saying, oh, look, I made a mess of this flower or vase or whatever it is?
Yeah, exactly. It's all interactive. So that's the big difference, because there's plenty of online courses that are pre-recorded. This is where it's different, is that it's interactive and it's live. So we're all painting together. They can see what I'm painting. I get them to put their easel side view onto the camera so that I can see what they're painting, and just kind of anticipate, just in the same way as I would in a classroom, whether they're about to go wrong or whether I can help correct them or advise them or help them progress. And that way it took a little bit of getting used to, but it's working really well. And I suppose the one big difference now is that I can have people in different countries, and never mind different parts of Ireland, but we've had classes with people in three different countries, and it's just it's great fun just to kind of feel that you're all creating and connecting working together, so it can bring family and friends together that are miles apart, and we can all do something together and keep painting.
And what about your own sale of paintings? Has that come to a standstill?
No, it's still going on. I've commissions that I've been doing, and I mean, it's disappointing not to have, for example, the horse show, the Dublin Horse Show. I would exhibit at that. I've done that the last 4 years, but I've just finished a lovely commission for somebody that would have been coming and thought, right, well, I'd like another painting by Tina Reid. So, you know, it's very nice, and I feel like it's a huge privilege to do such nice work, and you know, very enjoyable.
Okay.
But
so people can get in touch with you by going on the website www.tinareidartist. Now, and one spelling I have is R-E-I-D, and the other is R-E-E-D. Which is right?
It's R-E-E-D.
All right. So it's Tina Reid Artist. .com/courses. Well, look, wish you well. You don't have a Killarney accent. Where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from London, but I'm here 20 years. So,
well, you're only a blow-in, so.
Anyway. I am only a blow-in. I do love it here, though. Fabulous.
And you are so welcome, contributing to the society and community there. And we wish you every Tina Reid, artist, .ie. Thank you for telling us your adaptation story. We'll have lots more in the next hour. Lots of your opinions in relation to lockdown. And Brenda Power will be joining me.